Welcome to Clear Vision, and I'm Rose, and I'm so happy to be with you today, because today we're going to talk about how to balance your life and how to do it today, and we're going to talk about how to get rid of frogs in your life today. So when you stay tuned with me, know this, when we get done, we're going to have some fantastic information available. We're going to have some fantastic offers available for you, and there'll be no more frogs in your life. I'm looking forward to having you with me. God bless you, and I'll see you in just a minute.
Order today your special two-book and CD Christmas package with your gift of $20 or more. Book one is God's Rich Life in Excellence. This timely teaching by Rose shows you 8 powerful steps to follow that keeps you living rich in God's excellent victory every day. Book two is God's Cooking and the Devil's Well Done. This compelling book by Rose helps you come to know as never before the power of your victorious Lord God. Learn today your victory over the enemy. And Mercy's Voice Piano Instrumental CD feature Rose's original songs and special arrangements of classics such as Have Thine Own Way, Lord, Wind Beneath My Wings, I Need Thee Every Hour, and many more. Listen, rest, and dwell in the divine presence of your God.
Praise the Lord. You've just been watching how to order your Christmas package, God's Cooking and the Devil's Well Done. I have two of those offers here, and God's Rich Life in Excellence. These are power tools. Power tools to bring you into victory and keep you there in the name of Jesus every day. Keep you in a place of joy in the Lord. So get these, order these today. Get your pen and paper out and be sure to call in. And also at the end of the program, we're going to be offering you a free offer. So stay tuned for that. Right now we're talking about how to balance our life, how to live in today. And I know from my own life that I have been a caretaker, and I know that the correct term for that is caregiver, and we can be caregivers, but we're not to be caretakers. Well, when you're a caregiver or a caretaker, you don't take care of yourself as a rule. So let's look at Hebrews 10:35 and see what God has to say about it. Hebrews 10:35. God says that we are to not fling away our fearless confidence, for it carries a great and glorious compensation of reward. Well, what kind of confidence is God talking about? He's talking about you being confident in taking care of yourself, balancing your life out. I know if you're like me, you're always on the go. You're always working. You're always running. And if you're doing that for reasons you don't know, if you're just busy to be busy, then it might be a cover-up for something else. If you're just running in every direction, you may not believe or feel that you're worth God's time. You may not believe that you are worthy to not be stressed out. Now, this time of year is really a stress-out time. We're shopping, we're planning, we're preparing for company, family. And if we don't have family and we don't have company coming or we don't have children, then we're thinking about the fact that we're going to be by ourselves. So either way, it's a stress time. I want you to think about Solomon 1:6 right now, where God says that the vineyard keeper was a great vineyard keeper, but he didn't take care of his own vineyard. And he didn't take care of his own self. He didn't take care of his own emotions. He didn't take care of his own spirituality, his own physical body. And I know very few people who really take time to think about how God wants them to take care of themselves. And we're going to talk about it as we go on into the program. We're going to talk about how to balance our lives, how to enjoy every day to the fullest, and how to be confident in God's desire to keep us in balance. See, God can keep you in balance. He can keep you in a place where you're not only taking care or giving care to other people, but you're giving care to yourself. It doesn't do any good when you spend hours and hours thinking and praying for other people and you don't be thanking God for things in your life, or you don't be spending your time with the Lord the way He would have you do that, which is just the two of you. I know the first time that the Lord told me that He wanted me to spend time with Him in the mornings, early morning hours. I'm not a morning person. As a rule, I didn't used to be. I was always a late morning person and a late night person. And then God began to change that. He began to impress on me that I am to set aside time for Him, time with Him, just the two of us. And that's time that He has me spending that is His time to help me learn how to take care of me. You cannot have a great relationship with anything that you don't have fellowship with. See, God wants you to have fellowship with Him, and then you'll have a relationship with Him. If you don't spend time with Him, you won't have a relationship with Him. Now, whatever we fellowship with, we will have a relationship with. And we're going to go on into our study today and learn about Pharaoh and his frogs. I know you're all maybe familiar with the story of Moses and how God sent him into Egypt to set the people free there, to set his children free of the bondage of slavery. And God is doing that same thing today, folks. He is sending us out. He is sending people into our lives. I consider this ministry one of the most powerful ministries of the nations right now, because we're being sent out to set people free. We're being sent out to tell them that they can get rid of the frogs in their life. Pharaoh had tons of frogs in his life, didn't he? And we're going to talk about that when we come back. But right now, I want you to pray with me. I want you to start resting in God. Just take a breath. Just let the everything in your life go right now. And just think about how you can rest and be rewarded by the Lord. And let's just pray together real quickly. Say, Heavenly Father, thank You. Thank You for giving me the wisdom to make right choices. Thank You, Father, for bringing balance into my life. Thank You that I make the decision to put You first in all that I do. Thank You, Father, that I'm confident to take time to invest in myself by spending balanced time for myself with You, Lord. Thank You, Father, that You help me to be more effective in sharing and giving to others. I love you. Stay right with me and pay attention to the offers, and I'll be right back.
Order today your special two-book and CD Christmas package with your gift of $20 or more. Book one is God's Rich Life in Excellence. This timely teaching by Rose shows you 8 powerful steps to follow that keeps you living rich in God's excellent victory every day. Book two is God's Cooking and the Devil's Well Done. This compelling book by Rose helps you come to know as never before the power of your victorious Lord God. Learn today your victory over the enemy. And Mercy's Voice Piano Instrumental CD feature Rose's original songs and special arrangements of classics such as Have Thine Own Way, Lord, Wind Beneath My Wings, I Need Thee Every Hour, and many more. Listen, rest, and dwell in the divine presence of your God.
Welcome back. I'm so glad you stayed with me, because we're learning some great things today about how to get rid of unbalanced things in our life. And I call them frogs because that's what the Word calls them. In Exodus 8:9, God says, Moses is talking there, and he's gone to see Pharaoh, and they've gone through quite a few trials there about Pharaoh letting the Israelites go, letting them free, setting them free out of Egypt. And God intended for that to happen. And He intended for Pharaoh to let it happen. But Pharaoh had become so accustomed to things being a certain way and believing a certain way that no matter what happened, he was going to hang on to that. So Moses says to him, at this point, he's overcome by frogs. He has a ton of frogs everywhere in the land there. And Moses says, when shall I pray to the Lord for you, your servants, and your people, that the frogs may be destroyed from you and your houses and remain only in the river? Now, Pharaoh answered, and this is the most famous answer of anything I can think of in the Bible that is absolutely ridiculous. Pharaoh said to the question, when shall I put the frogs back in the river? And Pharaoh said, tomorrow. Now, I don't know about you, but Pharaoh was up to his neck in frogs, okay? He had big frogs, he had little frogs, he had tiny frogs. He had frogs in his house, in his bed. He had frogs in his food. He had it in his water. He had frogs on top of his head. In other words, he had problems. He had lots of problems. And all of them were hopping around all over the place, but he could get rid of them. He could get rid of every frog that he had. Well, I consider frogs problems. And you've got problems maybe in your life. I've had problems in my life that I considered frogs. Every time I turned around, another one was hopping up. I've considered frogs to be problems that put me into chaos. I've considered frogs to be problems that continually appear at places that I never expect them. How many times have you heard people say, well, I just get rid of one thing and another one comes along? Or you can't ever get rid of, you can't ever, you know, depend that tomorrow won't bring me some other disaster. Well, that's talking defeat. That's speaking in the sense of what you have experienced in your life. So right now, God is saying, when will you let me get rid of the frogs? When will you let me get rid of the problems? When will you cooperate with me? When will you agree with me? When will you listen to me and let me take you out of the frog-infested bowl of soup you're living in? Well, I don't know how long it takes you, but when I realized that's what was going on in my life, it didn't take me long. Now, it didn't take me long to realize it needed to happen once I saw this relationship, but it took me a while to get through to it, because God wants you to understand that you're worthy of what he has planned for you. You are worth what he has decided he's going to do for you. And Pharaoh, when he said this, Moses answered him, and he said, well, Pharaoh, be it done unto you according to your words. So see, your words are going to weigh heavy with God. They're going to weigh in authority. And you have authority. You have dominion over your words. You have the right to decide what you're going to say about whether you keep problems in your life. I had that right, and I chose to have no more frogs and no more problems. Now, that doesn't mean opportunities don't come for me to have problems or circumstances and challenges don't occur, but I don't allow things to become issues. I don't allow things in my life any longer because that are not of God, because I know God wants me blessed, and God is a blessing God. He's a good God. So it's time now to speak up. It's time to let God make you be the grand champion that he created you to be. See, it's up to God to make you be that grand champion. In the horse business of horse racing or horse riding horses or horse showing horses in Kentucky, and some of my family have been involved in that, we learn how to cooperate with the grand champion horse that we have. We learn how to cooperate as the grand champion on the grand champion that we have. See, you can't ride a grand champion horse and act like an idiot. You have to be the champion on the horse with the horse. You have to cooperate. And that's the same way with God. When you race along with God, when you walk along with God, when you forge along with God, you have to cooperate with who He is. And He is the grand champion of the universe. He is God Almighty. He is the God Great I Am. And He has plans for you, honey. Oh, the plans He has for you. So let's line ourselves up today. I'll be back in just a few minutes. We'll talk further about how to command the things in your life that you know God wants for you and how to walk in that command with the Lord and in His holy way. In the name of Jesus, I love you, and I'll see you in just a few seconds.
Order today your special two-book and CD Christmas package with your gift of $20 or more. Book one is God's Rich Life in Excellence. This timely teaching by Rose shows you 8 powerful steps to follow that keeps you living rich in God's excellent victory every day. Book two is God's Cooking and the Devil's Well Done. This compelling book by Rose helps you come to know as never before the power of your victorious Lord God. Learn today your victory over the enemy. And Mercy's Voice Piano Instrumental CD feature Rose's original songs and special arrangements of classics such as Have Thine Own Way, Lord, Wind Beneath My Wings, I Need Thee Every Hour, and many more. Listen, rest, and dwell in the divine presence of your God.
Praise the Lord. We're back together. It is so fun to be with you, and I know you're having fun with me because I'm a fun gal. Amen. I want us to think power thinking. I want us to think God thoughts, God thinking thoughts. See, when you think like God, I'm not telling you to be God. I'm telling you to think like the God, your Father God, the creator of this universe, the great God I am, that created you. It's not a hard thing to do. All we have to do is open up His Word, and everything He says is how He thinks. Everything in here is how God thinks, and it's all good. If you're busy thinking the way God thinks in the good things, you won't have time to think about the not good things. See, I like to teach people if you're busy doing the do's, you won't have time to do the don'ts. So get busy doing the do's, honey, and let's get busy thinking God thoughts. Let's look at Mark 10:30 and start learning how to expect God's best. Mark 30 says that God is going to bring us a hundredfold return. It says, who will not receive 100 times as much now in this time? Houses, brothers, sisters, mothers, and children, and lands, and in the age to come, eternal life. Who will not receive? Who will not receive? Who will not receive is who will not. That's who will not receive, who is not willing to receive. Well, I'm willing to receive because God is saying here that I am able to command, I'm able to receive the things of God in my spirit. I'm able to receive the things of God in my life. I'm able to receive the kind of life in my physical body that God wants me to have, which is healed and made whole kind of life in the name of Jesus. Nobody doesn't have difficulties and challenges that they face every day, but it's in those times we grow. Now, we don't have to have those times in order to grow, but if we do have those times, then we will grow in them, or we will let those times take our lives over and defeat us even further. Your victory is on the other side of every difficulty, if you can think of it like that. And I'm encouraging you today, do not run. Do not run from God. Do not run from difficulties. Stand in the face of everything that comes into your life and face it with the God that created you. Face it with the hope of Him. Face it with faith in Him. Face it with the love of Him, the joy of Him, the confidence in Him, the rest in Him. No matter what comes, grow from that and become strong and be the commander God created you to be. Now, I've been complimented, I'll call it a compliment, I think it was intended as an accusation, that I tell people what to do. Well, you're right when it comes to God's Word. I will tell you what God's Word says about how He wants to bless you. I will tell you that He wants you to get rid of an attitude in your life that you want to sleep with a problem or a frog or an attitude or a way of thinking. Not one more night. You do not want to choose that for one more night. You want rid of it, and you want to go on and let God promote you. Let God raise you. Let God lift you into the high places that He has planned for you, always has planned for you. God's thinking is not limited. His thinking is far above and beyond anything you dare pray, ask, hope, and think. That's why when we offer the books, we offer the CDs, anything we offer, like this little God's Rich Life in Excellence and God's Cooking and the Devil's Well Done, and we're going to get ready to offer you free 30 Days the Champion in You. And I love that picture on there because I believe that's me riding that horse on there. God has created you to be a champion. He's created you to ride through life high as you can get with Him as the champion that He is. He wants you to be all that He's created you to be and not live with frogs, not live in despair, not live in defeat, not live in confusion, not live in unforgiveness. He's created you to live in His glory, to live as the holy man, woman, or child. Whoever you are watching, you may have things in your life that you think are absolutely impossible for you to come through. And you're not going to get through them. I had a call yesterday at the ministry, and a young man asked, the first question he asked was, will God forgive suicide? That's a question somebody asks that's starting to plan to not be around any longer. So I just straight up asked, is this something you're thinking about? And he said, well, yes, it is. He said, I'm trying to think through what I can do to take care of my girls once I'm gone, my children. And I said, well, honey, it's your decision. But let me tell you what. God forgives everything, but that may not be His choice. And I said, His choice is that you have life and have it abundant and prosper and be in good health. And He wants you to come out on top of whatever it is you're experiencing. In the top of the mountain, and not just for today, but for the rest of your life, He wants you on top from now on. So if you're watching today and you're experiencing any kind of trials or tribulations or distresses, be the grand champion. Decide today to be the grand champion. Get rid of the frogs that God doesn't want in your life, the problems. He'll get rid of them with you. I love you. I'll see you in just a minute. God bless you, and we'll stay together.
Order today your special two-book and CD Christmas package with your gift of $20 or more. Book one is God's Rich Life in Excellence. This timely teaching by Rose shows you 8 powerful steps to follow that keeps you living rich in God's excellent victory every day. Book two is God's Cooking and the Devil's Well Done. This compelling book by Rose helps you come to know as never before the power of your victorious Lord God. Learn today your victory over the enemy. And Mercy's Voice Piano Instrumental CD feature Rose's original songs and special arrangements of classics such as Have Thine Own Way, Lord, Wind Beneath My Wings, I Need Thee Every Hour, and many more. Listen, rest, and dwell in the divine presence of your God.
To God, we've made decisions today, haven't we? We've made decisions today to get rid of frogs in our life, get rid of problems, get rid of defeated thinking, to get rid of complaining thinking, to get rid of unforgiveness thinking. We've made decisions today together to become champions, the champions that God has created us to be. I love that attitude, because I know what it'll do for you in your life, and I'm so thankful that you're sitting there right now making that decision and that you've already made it. I want to help you with my little devotional. This is a power tool, I call it. It's 30 Days, the Champion in You, the Grand Champion in You. And it will give you 30 days of scripture, 30 days of teaching, and 30 days of prayers. Just a little tool, just a simple little book, but it'll change your life. So order that today. Let me hear from you. Let me pray with you. When you call the ministry, ask for me. If I'm in, I would love to talk with you. Right now, I want to pray with you, and I want you to pray with me as we close out the program today. If you haven't received your salvation in the Lord, if you haven't received Jesus as your Savior, then just thank Him right now that you receive Him. Say, thank you, Father, I receive you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you, Father, that I want to be in your life, and I want you in my life. And I thank you, Lord, that's all I have to do is agree that you will be and you are. In the name of Jesus, thank you. Lord, right now we want to thank you for making us strong. Lord, thank you for making us strong. Thank you, Father, that our spirit is one with you, and that, God, that you are faithful to us. Thank you, Father. Thank you that you're faithful to us, Lord. Thank you that you stand with us no matter what happens in our lives, and that you stand ready to bring us out of those things, that you stand ready, Father, to get rid of frogs and problems and challenges and circumstances, no matter what we're going through, Father. Thank you, you're there, and you'll never leave us or forsake us. Thank you, Lord, that you're a grand champion of this universe, the Creator. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, that in your Son's name, that whatever I ask boldly in your throne room, expecting you to honor your word, Father, it will be done. Glory to you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you. Thank you for joining me today. I look forward to seeing you on the next program. And remember, call me, write me, let me know what God's doing in your life. And if I can be a blessing to you in any way, then I'll be so happy. I consider it a privilege. See you next time. Bye-bye.
This month's free offer is 30 Days the Champion in You. Do you want to experience the abundant, rich life in Jesus as promised in John 10 and 10? This simple yet extremely effective daily devotional by Rose is a powerful tool to help you set your thoughts on victory. To the glory of God, God has promised to lead you in total victory as His grand champion in every area of your life. Order your free offer today, and don't forget our special Christmas package for your gift of $20.